Blog Talk Radio.
Of the true Israelites with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Israelites with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
We live top part of the Sabbath day. Be all ears. quick to hear, slow to speak. We live at count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Top part of the Sabbath day. This is a day the Almighty created and made for me and you.
Verse 14, in this covenant of the kingdom, Yahweh's word got to be taught. So it got to be a mystery somewhere out there. And we know we are striving to be that ministry. But this covenant got to be taught. And the covenant got to be taught. It's exactly what Yahweh's word all about. Because see, last night we took a little bit about something. And very interesting that back in the days, nobody in the Bible, matter of fact, in 10:22, can you get me out in Genesis 10:22 there, young man? What's there in Genesis 10:22?
Go to the book of Genesis, chapter 10, verse 22. Genesis, chapter 10, verse 22. Genesis, chapter 10, verse 22 reads, the children of Shem,
Elam,
and Asher, and Arphaxad, and Lud, and Aram.
So Aram, who was his father?
Shem.
Okay, Shem is his father. Okay, I'm looking at something. What's the name of this book, Real? What's the name of the book?
Harper's Bible Dictionary.
Okay. On page 1009, can you read me what this say right here? It just talks about, but then read me that in yellow. What that say in yellow?
All right, we're coming from the Harper's Bible Dictionary, page 1009. Syria, the determined regional term, sometimes signified as the visit, eastern Median shore. Between Turkey and Egypt,
yeah.
Sometimes the northern section, and sometimes only part of it.
Yeah.
For ancient history,
go ahead.
The term Syria, should be confined to the area surrounding Damascus,
The
Aram of the Old Testament.
So when you see the word Syria in the Bible, but really what was written there in the Old Testament, what word?
Aram.
So that's what was written in the Old Testament. When you're reading the Bible and you see this word called Syria, that is a polluted word for Aram. And you find out Aram is, who was his father again?
Ew.
Huh. Now, with that understanding, when we go to 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1, there, young man. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1, but now we have a little bit more exemplification on Israel. So when we go to 2 Kings 5, 1, so when you see the word Syria, it's talking about Aram. Matter of fact, I got to pull right out there. Hold that point there. Oh, Sister Judith. That's why I did that thing right.
Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel. Oh, see you, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, before we go there, I'm going to run the First Kings for a minute. Get an idea. The book of Numbers. I'm going to run the Numbers real quick there, Sister Judith. I'm going to look at a statement in the book of Numbers. In the book of Numbers, I want to see something. So we can be clear what's going on. Numbers, is that what I want? Yeah, I know what Numbers is. I'm going to look at something in the book of Numbers there. Numbers, statement I want in Numbers, but I'm struggling right now. I'm looking for something in the book of Numbers, but I'm struggling right now. Johnson. Give me the first number. Pick it up at verse number. Number 22. And if a statement is made in verse number, what do I want? I'm looking big time in this right here. I'm looking for something. I'm struggling, but see, and you know that I'm still talking, but I'm struggling. I'm looking for a statement, and think of it at 22, 1 down to verse 4. Maybe when you do number 22, 1 down to verse 4, it'll kind of come to what I'm looking for. Number 22, 1, 2, 3, 4. What is that?
Numbers chapter 22 verses 1 to 4. Verse 1 reads, "And the children of Israel set forth and pitched in the plains of Moab on this side Jordan by Jericho."
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2 reads, "And Balak the son of Zephor saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites." Verse 3 reads, "And Moab was sore afraid of the people because they were many. And Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel." Verse 4 reads, "And Moab said unto the elders of," what's that, Midian?
Mm-hmm.
"Of Midian, now shall this company lick up all that are round about us, as an ox licketh up the grass of the field."
Mm-hmm.
"And Balak the son of Zephor was king of the
Moabites
at that time."
I need a little bit more because I'm trying to find a name, so keep reading a little bit more.
That's what you're going for. Verse 5 reads, "He sent messengers therefore unto Balaam, the son of
Beor
to Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, mm-hmm. to call him, saying, Behold, there is a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me."
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6 reads, "Come now, therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people, for they are too mighty for me.
Mm-hmm.
Preadventure I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land."
So the Moabites and the Ammonites, right now, this is the first reading of Japanese and Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
So they all got together, and they saying, it's the great people coming up out of Egypt. So come over and curse me, and put a curse on these people. So what I'm going is trying to find out, who is he talking to? Maybe we'll run into his name. I keep reading. Read a little bit more, might run into his name.
Verse 6, "For I wot that he whom thou blessest is blessed, and he whom thou cursed is cursed."
Right now, whoever he's sitting against, he's saying, this guy over here, whoever he blessed is blessed, and whoever cursed is cursed. But he's talking about a powerful guy with him. But I want to find out what is this guy's nationality, but I'm struggling. So, let's go to 23rd chapter, dog. And we're going to look at 23, verse number 7. Find out who this guy that got all this right here, that's got all this power. Who is this guy? 23, verse 7.
Numbers, chapter 23, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, "And he took up his parable and said, Balak, the king of Moab, thou brought me from Aram out of the mountains of the east, saying, Come curse me Israel, and come defy Israel."
Oh, so this guy with all his power, he was the descendant of who? Yaman?
Aram.
Aram. Aram. Who was Aram again? dictionary, who was Abraham again?
Okay, back to the Hoffman's Bible Dictionary.
Yes, sir.
All right. Who's Abraham?
Yeah, who was Abraham again?
Okay, Abraham is Abraham. Okay, Abraham is, okay, Syria.
Okay. So Abraham is the name.
Okay, that's why. All right.
So Abraham is the name, but now it's called what word? It called now?
Syria.
Oh, so when we see Syria in the Bible, the proper, because Syria don't have no bloodline, the proper name is who?
Abraham.
Oh, okay, good. Now read this Metaphysics of the Bible Dictionary on page 58. Let's see, let's get a little bit more about that, about whoever this is. Let's get a little bit more about it.
Okay, reading out of the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, page 58. Abraham is Jews. And a Semitic, to denote the nation of which Aram, son of Shem.
Oh, he's son of Shem? Okay.
Yes. Was the founder.
Yeah.
You going?
Yeah.
In much case, the English version had it always rendered Syrian.
Oh, it always rendered Syrian. Now, what tells us in Proverbs and Deuteronomy 4:1-2 about always rendering, always or wise changing the name? What it tells us in the 4th chapter, verse 1-2? What it tells us about this? Deuteronomy 4:1-2.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1-2. Verse 1 reads, "Now, therefore, hearken, listen, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgment, which I teach you, for to do them that ye may live, and go in and possess the land which the Yahweh of your fathers giveth you." Verse 2, "Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I commanded you."
So you're supposed to add nothing to it. Because you're going to throw off the genealogy bloodline when you add something. So when they add Syria to ground Damascus, but that was the land of who again? That was Abraham.
And Abraham
is one of the descendants of who?
Shem.
He's one of the descendants of Shem. So now let me go to 2 Kings. You don't mind? So now with that information, we're going to put on the story over. So now we go to 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1. Now we can properly understand what's going on. Now with that information, we just got to run down. So now when we go to the book called 2 Kings chapter 5, with that understanding, we should be all right. So now we find out that Abraham is the descendant of Shem. Is that right?
Yahweh.
All right, good. So now and we finally see the word Syria is a polluted word for
Abraham.
Thank you. That's a juice. Excellent. So now we should be able to, now we should know what we read when we go to the 5th chapter. Verse number 1. Let's read a little bit, see what's going on.
2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1 reads,
"What?
Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, saluted for Aram."
Oh, so now he's the captain of the host. So, and he's the king of Syria, which saluted for Aram. Is that right?
Yahweh.
And Abraham is who again?
The son of Shem.
Son of Shem. Okay, good. Now let's see what's going on.
Was a great man.
Oh, he was a great man.
With his master.
With his master.
And honorable.
He was honorable.
because of him.
Yes.
Yahweh gave him deliverance.
And Yahweh worked with him. He gave him deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
A centurion, saluted for Aram. He was also a mighty man in valor.
So he was a mighty man in war. He was a mighty man. Go ahead.
But he was a leper.
But he was a what?
A leper.
But he was a leper. Wait a minute. But he was a leper. That's big talk, yeah, young man. What is a leper? What is that? Go on your phone and find what is a leper. Matter of fact, we'll go ahead another way. We'll go ahead and another way. A leper. He was a leper. What does that mean? He was a leper. Can you find out what that word means? He was a leper. That's a big word. Now, he was a leper. What does that word mean? He was a leper. That's a big word. He was a mighty man, and Yahweh was working with him, but he was a leper. So what that word means that we can read? What that word means?
Okay, I'm looking at
I tell you what. Let's go to both ways there, young man, but I want to go to the Bible. In the book of Leviticus 13, I want to get two ways. Then I want to find out exactly what's going on. In 13 chapters, I want to get that word two ways. He was a leper. I want to see how I can tie that word in or something. He was a leper. In the 13th chapter, I want to get that word. See, we don't prepare nothing. We just play it by ear. And what is that word leper? Go and read your definition and dictionary, because what you got so far? He was a leper.
Okay, I'm reading out of the Merriam-Webster dictionary. Leper, a person affected by leprosy.
So you are affected with leprosy. Oh, okay, that's good. So he's affected with leprosy. So now he was a great man, but he was a leper. That means he's what?
A person affected with leprosy.
Okay, good. So now, and if you have that on you, Sister Judith, in 13 chapter verse 44 and 45, what are you supposed to do according to the Bible? If you got leper on you, which means leprosy, that means you got a disease on you. What do you supposed to do according to the Bible? Leviticus 13, verse 44 and 45.
Leviticus chapter 13, verses 44 and verse 45. Verse 44 reads, he is a leprous man. Mm-hmm. He is unclean.
He what?
Unclean.
So by being a leper, so he was a mighty man, but he was a leper. So he was what?
Unclean.
Unclean. Go ahead.
The priest shall pronounce him utterly unclean.
So the priest supposed to, so if you got leper on you, leprosy, you supposed to be pronounced what?
Unclean.
Go ahead.
His plague is in his head.
His plague is in his head?
Verse 45 reads, and the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent, and his head bare,
yeah,
and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip, and shall cry, unclean, unclean.
So when you're a leper, which means you have a leprosy, when you come among the children of Israel, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, unclean, unclean.
Unclean, unclean. How are you supposed to do, right? That's a big topic there. So now, I want to point that y'all line. We're going to the 12th chapter of Numbers. And we'll look at verse 1. So now we see, now we got the definition of the word leper means leprosy. That means you're unclean, right?
Of course.
Then once you're among the children of Israel, you're supposed to do what again? Say what?
Yeah, unclean, unclean.
Hallelujah. So we go on to the 12th chapter of the book of Numbers, and we're going to pick up verse number 1.
We're going to the book of Numbers of the law, chapter 12, verse 1 reads,
uh-huh.
And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses.
What'd they do?
And Miriam and Aaron, Aaron, spake against Moses.
And who was Aaron, the Jews according to 7 verse 1 of Exodus? Who was Aaron? Who was Aaron according to 7 verse 1? Who was it that? Aaron.
Exodus chapter 7 verse 1. Verse 1 reads, and the Yahweh said unto Moses, see, I have made thee a Yahweh of Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy seer.
So Aaron spoke against who?
Moses.
Aaron spoke against? What happened again?
Aaron spoke against Moses, Aaron's Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so who did it again? Miriam?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep reading. See what happens next. Verse 2.
Verse 2. And it said, have Yahweh indeed spoken only by Moses? Have he not spoken also by us?
Oh, so now who's doing that talking? Who's doing that talking?
It, Aaron.
Okay, are you talking about verse 2?
Okay. And they said.
Who
was
they?
We know they is Miriam and Aaron.
Okay, and that was they. That's the one doing talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
They spoke against Moses, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what happened next?
And Yahweh did spoken only by Moses? Have he not spoken also by us?
So that was they saying to Moses.
Mm-hmm.
We also can get a word from Yahweh. You ain't the only one, Moses, can get a word from Yahweh. And that what we're hearing so far?
Mm-hmm.
What happened next?
And Yahweh heard it.
And Yahweh heard this conversation going on. Go ahead.
Verse 3. Now the man, Moses, the seer, Yahweh was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth.
So Moses was a Yahweh, and he was very humble. He was a meek man. He was a meek man, but the seer and Miriam spoke against him, right?
That's right.
And what happened next?
Verse 4, and Yahweh spake suddenly unto Moses.
Unto who?
Spake suddenly, and Yahweh spake suddenly unto Moses.
So Yahweh spake to Moses, and what did he say?
And to Aaron.
Yeah.
And unto Miriam.
And what did he say?
Come ye out three unto the temple.
He said, y'all come about it. Y'all come on outside. Y'all come about here. I want to talk to y'all very.
Out of the congregation. And they three came out.
Yeah.
Verse 5. And Yahweh came down in the pillar of the cloud.
So Yahweh came down what?
Came down in the pillar of the cloud.
I wonder why he did that. Why he come down in the pillar of the cloud in Psalms 104, verse 4. Why did he come down in the pillar of a cloud? Psalms 104, verse 4. Why did he do that?
Psalms chapter 104, verse 4 reads, who maketh his angel spirit, his ministers a flaming fire. Verse 5 reads, who laid the foundation of the earth that it should not be removed forever? Verse 6 reads, thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains.
Well, wait a minute. I'm missing something. Come on back up to verse 1 again. I'm missing something. I'm missing something there. Pick up at verse 1 because I'm missing something.
Psalms chapter 104, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, blessed Yahweh, O my soul.
Yes.
O Yahweh, my Yahweh, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty.
Uh-huh.
Verse 2 reads, who covereth thyself with light as with a garment?
Uh-huh.
Who stretches out the heavens like a curtain?
Yeah.
Verse 3 reads, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters?
Yeah.
Who maketh the clouds his chariot?
Oh, he made the what?
Clouds his chariot.
So otherwise, he not accurate that, like they be saying, spaceships running around and all that. No, Yahweh don't be in no spaceship. He be in a what?
Chariot.
He be in a chariot, but he makes what the chariot?
He makes the clouds his chariot.
Oh, there's clouds out there. So maybe people have a tendency to see the clouds shaped as a that when the Almighty come, he coming with clouds. And when he come to cloud, what are you going to be doing in a Bethel? You know, man, chapter 3, verse 1, just to make it sound good. 1 and 2.
All right, we're going to the book of Baka to see it. Chapter 3, verse 1, read. And prayer of Baka, the seer.
The prayer of Baka, the seer. What is that?
Upon
Shiganu.
Shiganu.
Yeah.
Verse 2.
Right.
Oh, Yahweh, have you heard your speech?
Yahweh, heard your speech.
And was afraid.
Yes.
Oh, Yahweh, revive your work in the midst of the year.
Yeah.
In the midst of the year, make known in wrath, remember mercy.
He said, now, Yahweh, I heard your speech. I've been bothering this man about how you gonna roll. And he says, when you do come with your wrath, what he said again?
Remember mercy.
He said, I want you to remember mercy. So when Yahweh bust them clouds and come, he ain't coming to pat nobody on the back. Rebecca is asking him, Yahweh, would you remember mercy? And that will read.
Yahweh.
So now, let's see what he's coming to do in 13. We're going to learn some on the way of learning something. In verse 13, let's read with this in 13. So we know Yahweh coming, and fear asks Yahweh, will he remember mercy? Mercy. Let's pick up the verse 13.
The book of Baka the Seer, chapter 3, verse 13. You went forth from the salvation of your people, even for the salvation with your anointing.
Yeah.
You would the head of out of the family of the wicked.
So you wounded. You say he wounded the head out of the family of the wicked. So that means, so read verse 13 again.
Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 13. You went forth for the salvation of your people.
So this is about the, we've been warning it. Now, he's letting you know it is time. See, he had a ring already, Sister Judas, in Revelation chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, because people was asking him a lot of questions. In Revelation chapter 9, they was asking a lot of questions, Sister Judas. We go on to the Revelation, asking a whole lot of questions. In the 6th chapter, verse 19, make it 9 and 10. But this is the end time prophecy. They would want to know something, but they must have been in the wrong ministry because he had written, but they won't know something. In the 9th chapter, no, 6, verse 9 and 10, what were the people talking about? In 6, 9, and 10, come on.
Revelation chapter 6, verse 9 and verse 10. Verse 9 reads, and when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of Yahweh and for the testimony which they held. Verse 10 reads, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Yahweh, righteous and true, doest thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth.
So you see, the talk gonna be, the talk is how long? Like right now, we wonder how long for Yahweh who come back and revenge up. He said the souls, but he gonna say they won't know how long. But if they was in the right ministry at the time they. He's letting you know in Habakkuk chapter 3 that he got a timeline on everything. And in the 3rd chapter, we read what Habakkuk had already written that he's doing what in verse 13?
Habakkuk the Seer, chapter 3, verse 13. You witness forth for the salvation of your people.
Yeah.
Even for the salvation with your anointing.
Habakkuk had it written. He's going for, I mean, when he do come, he's going for the He's going to take care of who? The who? For what reason?
He went forth from the salvation of your people.
So salvation of his people. So now that we all want salvation, but this salvation, put a model there, young man, is 1:16:13. You want salvation?
Well,
you got to be in order. I mean, if you want your salvation, there's a timeline he's going forth for his salvation, for his people. So you got to make sure that you're in order, because the salvation is tied into 1:16:13. What it says? My wife, read about three more verses behind it, but let me expound it first. 1:16:13.
Go to the book of Psalms, chapter 1:16, verse 13. Psalms 1:16, verse 13 reads, I will take the cup of salvation,
yeah,
and call upon the name of Yahweh.
So David said he's going to take the cup of salvation, and he's going to call upon the name, so salvation's in the name. So now, if you ain't got the name right, salvation's in the name. Read about three more verses.
All right, verse 14. I will pay my vows unto Yahweh.
He said he will do. He's going to pay his vows. Go ahead.
Now in the presence of all his people.
Yes.
Verse 15. Precious in the sight of Yahweh is the death of his saints.
And he said it's precious in the sight of Yahweh, the death of his saints. So a lot of saints is going to call up, will be killed. But he said it ain't really precious to him. So all this must have to happen. So who is his saint? His saints are the Jews that we can read in 14 of Psalms. Is that what I want? Who was his saints in 1:14, verse 14 or somewhere? Who is his saints that we can read?
Psalms 148,
verse 14. Thank you, that young man. Excellent. So now, who is the saint that he's going forward to take care of his business with? 1:48:14. To the young man, he's on point. I like that. 1:48:14.
Psalms chapter 1:48:14. Verse 14 reads, he also exalted the horn of his people.
Yes.
The praise of all his saints, even the children of Israel, and people near unto him, praise ye the Yahweh.
So who is his saints according to the Bible there, Sister Julius?
The children of Israel.
Children of Israel. So he's making this move on all the prophets that he's asking how long. He got a timeline to take care of his business. He got a timeline. I'm back up to the 50th chapter of Psalms, Sister Julius. Look at verse 5 down to verse 7. So he got a timeline to take care of his business. So that's why he's sending the 690 camps to wake you up and let you know there's a timeline on Yahweh making his move. And you have to be in that number. You have to be in that number from 55 through 7. You have to have this thing right. So your grace time is by hearing the 690 camps come on board of Jewish, like come on 6 nights a week, let you know that you have to repent and because your time might run out. Matter of fact, let's go to the, that's one for you read there. Let's go to the vision of Paul 17 and find out how much time you ought to be prepared for this thing. He's giving you an opportunity. Let's see verse 17, verse 1, and see what's going on there, young man.
We're going to the vision of Paul, chapter 17, verse 1. Vision of Paul, chapter 17. Read. And again I saw, and behold, a soul which was led forward by two angels, weeping and saying, have pity on me, judge Yahweh the judge. For today is 7 days since I went out of my body, and I was headed over to these two angels, and they led me through those places which I never seen. And Yahweh the judge said to him, "What have you done? For you never did mercy. Wherefore you was handed over to such angels as have no mercy, because you did it not upright, you did not do uprightly, so neither did they act promptly with you in the hour of your need. Confess therefore your sins, which you did commit when placed in the world." And he answered and said, "Yahweh, I did not sin." And Yahweh, the judge Yahweh, was angry and furious when it said, "I did not sin."
Wait a minute, you say he did not sin. Hold that point there. You say he did not sin. Well, what do it say in the 24th chapter of Leviticus, verse 1 and 8? He said, "I ain't sin, Yahweh. I ain't sin." But what do it say in Leviticus 24, verse 1 and 8.
In Leviticus chapter 24, verse 1 and verse 8. Verse 1 reads, "And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying," verse 8, "Every Sabbath he shall set it in order before the Yahweh continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant."
So he said he never sinned. But Yahweh said, how many Sabbaths?
Every Sabbath.
Yahweh, you're going to do what? Every Sabbath. They record it, verse 8.
"Every Sabbath he shall set an order before the Yahweh continually, being taken away from the children of Israel."
Being taken by
the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Now, back up 3, verse 23. Now, back up 23, verse 3. Mm-hmm. 23, verse 3. And what is Kobe doing on that, on his day?
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 3 reads, "Six days shall work be done,
yes,
but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest. At righteous gathering, ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Yahweh in all your dwellings."
Okay, so even you know, but this man said he done no sin. Yahweh threw him a high show. Did you attend a class how many Sabbath days? How many Sabbath days is it?
Every Sabbath.
Let's see what Paul did in the 18th chapter of Judas, verse 4. What did Paul do? Well, we look on the Pauline teaching now. What did Pauline do in Acts chapter 18, verse 4?
Acts chapter 18. Verse 4. Acts chapter 18, verse 4 reads,
mm-hmm,
"And he reasoned in the temple every Sabbath."
So Paul kept the Sabbath day when?
Every Sabbath.
Every Sabbath. So, but this man says he ever sinned. Go back to the 17th chapter. So that Paul is right about this thing. And now he before Yahweh, he said, "Yahweh, I haven't sinned." He read a little bit more of that vision of Paul when he said, "Hey, Yahweh, I haven't sinned. I ain't sinned." Go ahead and read.
Okay. All right, in verse 17. Okay. "Because it's lies."
Is that what?
"Because it's lies."
You know what? What do you do?
"Because it's lies."
You don't want to say about it. You know, If you don't take that atonement, then your sin is on you to this time next year. But you got to take that atonement. And that's all the six camels read for those who want to take that atonement. You have to take that atonement. Give me that, hold that point there, young man. Put them on there. And come back to Leviticus 16. 29. We'll read down 34. See, he said he had a sin. But that means he took the atonement. See, when you take the atonement, then you have a sin. But if you didn't take the atonement, you don't sin. So this man said, He said, yeah, well, I ain't saying. We're going to the book of Leviticus, chapter 16, verse 29. We'll read down 34. Let's see what's going on.
Reading the book of Leviticus of the law, chapter 16, verse 29 to 34. Leviticus 16, verse 29. And this should be a statue forever.
Now this will be a statue forever.
Unto you.
Yes.
That in the 7 months.
In the 7 months.
Of the 10th day.
Yes.
Of the month.
Yes.
You should afflict your soul.
Or afflict your soul.
And do no work at all.
And do no work at all.
Whether it be one of your own country
mm-hmm.
or a stranger that sojourned among you. Verse 30. For on that day did a priest make an atonement for you to cleanse you, that you may be clean from all your sins before Yahuwah.
See, so if you didn't get anointed, then you're not clean. Because the sixth anointed kept had to be able to put the anointed oil on you. And if you didn't get that anointed oil on you, then you remain in your sins. And he said, every day you got to afflict your soul. And Sister Judith in Acts 27, verse 9, let's see what Paul said. What did Paul say?
Acts 27, verse 9. Acts chapter 27, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, that when much time was spent,
mm-hmm.
and when sailing was now dangerous because the fast was now already passed. Paul.
What was passed? What was
passed?
Fast. The fast. That means Paul was taking that fast, wasn't he? So Paul was breaking his soul too. He said the fast had already passed, huh? And now go to the 18th chapter of Judas, and think of verse 18 down to verse 21, and try a little bit more. What was the fasting for by going to Acts 18 and 21? What was going on there?
Acts chapter 18, verses 18 to 21. Verse 18 reads, and Paul, after this, was at Tarent there yet a good while, and then took his leave of the brethren
yeah.
and sailed thence unto Aram. What's that there? Aram.
Mm-hmm.
And with him Priscilla and Aquileta,
mm-hmm.
having shrunk his head in Crescia, for he had a vow.
Yeah.
Verse 19 reads, and he came to Ephesus and left them there.
Uh-huh.
But he himself entered into the temple and reasoned with the Yada Judas.
Yeah.
Verse 20 reads, when they desired him to tarry a longer time with them, he consisted not. Verse 21 reads, but bade them farewell, saying, I must by all means keep this feast that cometh in Yada Judah.
Good. So Paul fasted and he kept from being sick. I mean, I don't care what kind of business was going on, Paul. Look here. They got a fast feast coming on. I got a fast. I got to get you them feast. So Paul done all the right things. So now, but this man said, I ain't sin. Yeah, well, and, that's the same thing because I come back to this man again, but he said this man lied. This man did not keep. He did not keep. But the angel said he lied. So, and we clear Sister Judas, if you in Matthew 12, verse 31 and 32, we clear about something that they said, you lied, man. In Matthew chapter 12, 31 and 32, what did it say?
Matthew chapter 12, verses 31 and 32. Verse 31 reads, "Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the righteous spirit shall not be forgiven unto men."
Yeah.
Verse 32 reads, "And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come."
So they found out that this man had lied, didn't he? Mm-hmm. So he blasphemed against the righteous spirit, didn't he?
That's right.
So he knows to come back to that business of Paul. So now this is judgment day. And now they got opportunity to come before Yahweh. And read the verse again and back in that business of Paul. What do you mean? What do you do?
Okay. All right. Okay, it says, Yahweh, I did not sin. And Yahweh, the judge Yahweh, was angry and furious.
And Yahweh, he got the report on it. And he was angry and furious. Go ahead.
When it says, I did not sin, because it lied.
It lied.
And Yahweh said, do you think you are still in the world? If any one of you sinned, therefore, conceal to hide his sin from his neighbor, here indeed nothing whatsoever should be hid. But when the soul comes to a door, and the sight of the soul, both the good works and the sins of each, what are made manifest.
Yes. I mean, whatever you've been on in all your life, it will be made manifest. Everything you've been on, every time you drag your feet, all of it will be coming for you like a movie theater of your life on that day. And then he'll look at you and he'll put a movie on for you. It will be you in the movie. You will say, man, you caught me doing that. Go ahead and read.
And here he says, the soul was silent.
Yeah.
Having no answer.
Right.
And I heard Yahweh, the judge again saying, come, the angel of this soul is standing in the midst. And the angel of the temple soul came, having in his hand a manuscript.
He had the manuscript. He had your life in his hand. So you think the stuff that you do when you cut Yahweh's shelf, and you think that it's no record of it? Here's the angel showing up with the record about this man's life. Go ahead.
And said, "He, Yahweh, in my head, of all the sins of this soul, from his youth till today, from the 10th year of his birth."
He said, from the 10th year, I got this. So they allow you 9 years to bump around in your whole application. He said, I got this guy's birth from 10 years to the present. Is that what we read?
Yahweh.
What is it next?
And if you command, Yahweh, I will also relate this act for the beginning of his 15 years.
He said, and I can start at the beginning of his 15 year about this soul. We've been watching his soul in the beginning of his 15 year. We've been having a complete record on him from 15 years old to the present, right?
And Yahweh, the judge said, I said to my angel, I do not accept of you an account of him since he began to be 15 years old.
He said, I don't know about that 15 years. He said, you got him down pat, but I don't know about the 15 years. He said, I'm trying to give him some wiggle room. Go ahead and talk. Breathe.
But stated things for 5 years before he died.
But I tell you what, whatever that man's age is, just give it to me about this man the last 5 years before I killed him. So let's talk about in the 5 years. Where it reads.
And before he came here, and again, Yahweh the judge said, but by myself I swear, and by my righteous anger, and by my virtue, is that he had repented 5 years before he died on account of 1 year's life, our blessings, will now be overthrown of all the evils which he said before.
He said, now, if you would have had it right, the last 5 years of your life, if you've been put them off there, young man, if you've been a Baruch chapter 4, verse 25 to 28, you had opportunity to be a Baruch chapter 4, 25 through 28. These are now the last 5 years of your life. All I want nobody is you say you have a sin, I ain't worried about nothing. Just give me the last 5 years of his life. In the book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 25 to 28. Let's say that, y'all, right?
We're going to the book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 25 to 28.
Yes.
The book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 25. And it reads, my children, suffer patiently the wrath that has come upon you from Yahweh, from your enemy, have persecuted you, but surely you should see his destruction.
He said, now, suffer this thing with patience because your enemy delivered you up. It's a time now to see his destruction. Hold that point. Put him out there, young man. Let me show you what Yahweh got written on. Let's go on to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, 6 down to verse 2. Now, so, see, remember they was asking how long before you get right and all this stuff. See, Yahweh got a timeline on everything. That's why he's sending the 6 million accounts to show you that you got to take this thing a little more serious, but it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you. And first, second Thessalonians. One verse number. Listen to this here. Now, Paul talking to the Thessalonians, northern kingdom, and the home of Judah that was scattered. Look, he says in 1:6-10, there, young man.
For the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 6. Then it is a righteous day with Yahweh to bring a pitch, tribulation, to death that troubled you.
So it's only the righteous thing. To render recompense on those that have troubled you, right?
Yahweh. Verse 7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us.
Yes.
When Yahweh the Son, should be revealed from heaven with his mighty angel.
Yes.
Verse 8. And flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not Yahweh.
Yes.
And obey not the covenant of our Yahweh,
okay.
The Son.
And what will happen?
Verse 9. Who should be punished with everlasting destruction?
And he said, now, it's the right thing for Yahweh to take care of his business. He said, but guess what? When he comes, you're going to be what?
Who should be punished?
Hey.
With everlasting destruction.
You'll be punished with everlasting destruction.
That's right.
Yeah.
From the presence of Yahweh and from the greatness of his power.
Yeah.
Verse 10. When he should come to be glorified in his saints, to be admired in all them that believe.
Uh-oh. So he comes for one that got what?
That believe.
That believe. And that believe, and that believing there, Judas, got to be Romans 2:13. See, you know, you can believe. Satan also believe too.
Mm-hmm.
They believe, but we got to be a little bit more than just a believer, Judas, in Romans 2:13.
Romans chapter 2, verse 13 reads, for not the hearers of the law are just before Yahweh, but the doers of the law shall be justified.
But you just can't be hearing this word. You got to be a what, Judas?
You got to be a doer.
You got to be a doer. Now, run over and get give a precept out of James chapter 1, verse 22 down to verse 25. Let's get a precept on it. So you just can't hear this word. Oh, I love to hear the preacher on the camp talk this word. Yeah, that's good. But you got to be more than just a hearer. You got to be a what you have to do?
Doer.
A doer of this word. Let's see what James' brother said in 1:22-25. What did his brother say?
James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25. Verse 22 reads, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves."
So all you doing by being a hearer of the word and not doer, you doing what?
Deceiving your own selves.
You're really deceiving your own self.
Verse 23 is, "For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass."
Mm-hmm.
Verse 24 reads, "For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was."
Mm-hmm.
Verse 25 reads, "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed."
Oh, so to get the blessing, you got to do what? What you got to do to get a blessing according to that last two lines of 25? What you got to be doing that to do? It's a bigger word. It's got four letters to it. You got to be doing something. The doer of the what?
But doer of the work.
Oh, well, so you got to be doing the work. You can't talk your dream. You can't just talk this talk here. You got to be not only here, but you got to be a what again?
Doer of the work.
A doer of this work. For you to get to where you want to get to, so look in the mirror and tell me where you stand. Are you a doer of this work? Because see, what? Now give me St. John chapter 7, verse 6, that we do.
St. John 7, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, "Then Yahweh's son said unto them, My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready.
Your time is always ready. So we don't know when, like he said, the angel was so sufficient. Well, this man that's coming before him, that means they take their job serious. Yahweh said, "Look, I ain't worried about it 10 years old. I ain't worried about him at 15. Then let's talk about him and how did he treat me in the last 5 years." Go back to that Baruch again. Give me some more of that Baruch again.
Back to Baruch chapter 4.
Give me some more of that Baruch.
I'm at Baruch chapter 4.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm at verse 26.
Yeah.
Luke chapter 4, verse 26. "My delicate one have gone rough ways,
yeah,
and have taken away as a flock caught of the enemy."
Mm-hmm.
Verse 27. "Be of good comfort, my children."
Yeah.
"Cry to Yahweh."
Tell him do what?
"And cry to Yahweh."
Oh, wait a minute. You got a precept on that. If you cry to Yahweh, dude. And two, and the book of, has a precept on that. We're going to Numbers chapter, Exodus 2 behind that. We got a precept on that. I made a precept out of 11.
Yeah,
well, now let's find out. You told him, do what again? Read the verse again, the young man.
All right. I'm at Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, verse 27. "Be of good comfort.
Yeah.
Oh, my children, uh-huh, and cry to Yahweh."
And cry to Yahweh. Good. Now, Mr. Judah, give me Exodus 2, 23 and 24.
Exodus chapter 2, verses 23 and 24. Verse 23 reads, "And it came to pass in process of time,
mm-hmm,
that the king of Egypt died,
yeah,
and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage.
Yeah.
And they cried.
You know what?
They cried.
Uh-huh.
And their cry came up unto Yahweh by reason of the bondage.
So their cry came up, go ahead.
Verse 24 reads, and Yahweh heard their groaning.
And Yahweh heard their groaning.
And Yahweh remembered his covenant with Abraham,
mm-hmm.
with Isaac, and with Israel.
Verse
25 reads, and Yahweh looked upon the children of Israel, and Yahweh had respect unto them.
So, according to verse 23, what made Yahweh have respect for the children of Israel? What did they do in verse 23, in the last two lines? What did they do?
They cried.
They cried to Yahweh. So Yahweh got respect for you when you cry to some Yahweh. See, from the reason of what you're going through today. Yahweh got respect for you. But you got to do what again, some Jews? You got to do it again? You got to do what some Jews?
Cry.
Cry to Yahweh.
Yeah,
cry to
Yahweh.
So let's read that word again. Listen to this.
All right. Luke chapter 4, verse 27 again. Be of good comfort.
Yes.
O my children,
yes,
and cry to Yahweh.
And cry to Yahweh.
Yes.
Yeah.
For you should be remembered.
Oh, same way here. See, when you cry to Yahweh, knowing you're doing all the right things, you're going to be what?
You should be remembered.
Glory.
Of him. He has brought these things upon you.
And he once brought these things upon you. Go ahead.
Verse 28.
What?
As it was in your mind to go astray from Yahweh.
It was in your mind to go astray from Yahweh.
So then return.
But now return.
Seek him 10 times more.
So now you really got to get at it. You really got to get at it. Because this man is standing up now. It's judgment time. Come back with that vision of Paul now. So it's judgment time. So you see what's going on here? I mean, this is it. See, let you know, you never know when you're going to take you out of here. You never know. And you want to continue to just bum around with your thing and pay the word of Yahweh, no, never mind, it's going to cost you. As a matter of fact, I got to get a precept on that. I need a precept on that. First, Jeremiah 44. I need a precept on that. Y'all lying at me, 33. Of the people. 33. Yeah, now, I need a precept. What's going to get the precept? Yeah, Jeremiah 44. That's Judas. Now, listen, what's going on here, Sister Judas? What's going on when I find some Jeremiah? Find some Jeremiah 44. Look what's going on here. 44, what it
say
in verse 16?
Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 16. Verse 16 reads, as for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of the Yahweh, we will not hearken, listen unto thee.
You didn't say it? You didn't say it? He said, Jeremiah, we know you're speaking in Yahweh's word, but we ain't going to do what?
Not listen unto thee.
Ain't that what's going on today? Ain't paying fields on never mind. Ain't paying fields on never mind. Ain't paying me no never mind. If look at it. We know you're speaking the word of Yahweh. We can't find no fault against you in the word of Yahweh. But we ain't going to listen to you. We're going to continue to do our thing. Ain't that what it's saying? But see, the young lion got in the 33rd chapter of Ezekiel 1, 2, and 3. I mean,
30, all the way down verse 33. What is that in your mind? The book Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30 to 33.
Ezekiel
chapter 33, verse 30 reads. Right. Also, you son of man, the children of your
people, still
are talking against you by the wall.
Oh, they still got
their
mouth going,
go ahead. Or in the door of the house, and speaking one to another.
What is that?
Every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you.
Yeah.
And here, what is the word that cometh forth from Yahweh?
Go ahead.
Verse 31. And they come unto you as your people come.
And they come as your people come. They come before you on feast days, some Come on, Sabbath day to come as your people, friend.
They sit before you as my people.
They sit before you as my people.
And they hear your word.
They hear your word.
But they would not do them.
But they ain't going to do them.
But with their mouth.
Yeah, but they, with their mouth.
They so much love.
Oh, much love. Shalom, shalom. Dear, shalom, teacher. Yeah.
But their mind going after their covetousness.
But they got this, but their mind is on their covetousness. Go ahead.
Verse 32. And lo, you are unto them as a very lovely song.
Oh, we love the way the fishing on the cast do the precepts that. We love that. Go ahead.
As one that have a pleasant voice.
Yeah.
They can play well on an instrument.
Yeah.
But they hear your words.
They hear your words.
But they do them not.
But they not going to do it. So y'all can understand that. They can hear the word all day long, but they ain't going to do it. No. You got to watch them. They got short patience. They want to backbite, murmur, and complain. They hear the word, but they ain't going to do it. So it's nothing you to get excited about. It's already prophesied. They're going to hear the word. But they ain't gonna do it. You know? So we can read that. Now come on back to the vision of Paul.
All right. I met a vision of Paul, chapter 17. Okay. My man, when he said that if he had repented 5 years before he died, on account of 1 year's life, our oblation would now be thrown of all the evils. Which he said before.
He said, if you were only repented 5 years before I get you now. 5 years. See, you never know when your 5 years is on the table.
Right.
See, you never know. Right. So you keep falling around, boy, I just jack my flat, fall off because I got so many years already in this thing. No, no, no. You got to be right in the last 5 years for the man to shut you down. That's when you got to be right. Your 5 years can be starting today. You got to be right. In the last 5 years, keep reading.
He would have, indulgence and remission of sin.
So he'll pardon you. If you just been, right, I don't care how bad your past is. If you ought to have been right for the last 5 years when he gets you down, he'll pardon you. He'll give you a pardon.
Right. Now indeed, he should perish.
But now, you're going to perish now. And where you going to Judas in 6:24? Isaiah, now where you going? You're going to perish where? Isaiah 6:24. Where are you going to perish at? He said, now you're going to perish now. Young man, that's the damn lies. The last 5 years, you still was putting me off it. Trying to get all the overtime to get your mouth on. Trying to fatten your pockets up. Done? He's chopping me. What verse you reading again?
Isaiah chapter 66, verse 24. Verse 24 reads, and they shall go forth and look upon the carcass of the men that have sinned against me.
Mm-hmm.
For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh.
That means you'll go forward and watch all the ones that paid the seal on their mind when you read the word. You'll go forward and see them in the lake of fire, burning and howling forever. Isn't that so? This business right here, you never know when your 5 years are going to take them. That's why I come, got to give it all I got. Go ahead, read.
All right, back to vision of Paul, chapter 17. Okay. All right. And the angel of the simple soul answered and said, Yahweh, command an angel to exhibit those souls. Verse 18. And at that same hour, the souls were exhibited in the midst, and the soul of the sinner knew them. And Yahweh said to the soul of the sinner, I say unto you, soul, confess your works which you wrought in these souls whom you see. Since we were in the world, he answered and said, Yahweh, is it not yet a full year since I slew this one and poured his blood upon the ground with another? A woman, I commit fornication. Not this alone, but I also greatly harm her and taken away her good. And Yahweh, the judge said, if you did not know that he who does violence to another, if he dies first, who sustains the violence is kept in this place until the door of hurt dies. And then both stand in the presence of the judge. And now each receive according to his deed. And heard a voice of one saying, let the soul be delivered unto the hand of Tartarus. And lay them down to hell.
Good, that's good. So you see what's going on? Now, he said he ain't sinned, but now to go to Numbers chapter 9. You know, let me just come on in. I'm going to turn over you. Let me come on in. Let's talk about this feast day that's coming up, and feast day is coming this time tomorrow night. You know, it'll be time for the feast. Let's see what it says in about the feast in Numbers chapter 9, verse 13 and 14. What about the feast?
Go to Numbers.
Yeah, Numbers chapter 9. Let's take it verse 12 down to 14. We talk about feast. What about the feast in Numbers chapter 9, verse 12 to 14?
Okay, read what the
feast. Yeah, you feast. Put the word of feast in there.
Okay, yeah. All right. The book of Numbers, chapter 9, verse 13 and 14.
Make it 12.
12, 13, 14.
Okay, Numbers chapter 9. Pick up at verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers chapter 9, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
They should leave none of it until the morning, nor break any bones of it, according to all the ordinance of the feast. They should keep it.
So you got to keep the feast according to all the ordinance. You got to keep the feast. Way it's written, that's the way you do it. 13 and 14.
Verse 13. But the man that is clean,
but the man that's clean,
is not in a journey,
uh-huh,
and forbears to keep the feast.
Yeah.
Even the same soul should be cut off from among his people.
Okay.
Because he brought not the offering of Yahweh in his appointed season.
Mm-hmm.
That man should bear his sin.
Yes.
Verse 14. And if a stranger that should journey among you and will keep the feast unto Yahweh according to the ordinance of the feast and according to the matter thereof,
mm-hmm,
so shall he do. You should have one ordinance both for the stranger and for him that is born in the land.
Okay. So it's one rule, one regulation. You got to keep this right here or you're going to pay the price. That's kind of about what is the name of this feast you got to keep. In Zechariah 14. And we're going to find out what is the name is. You got to keep it. 16 down to verse 19.
Okay. For the book of Zechariah. For the book of Zechariah is here. Zechariah. Okay, Zechariah chapter 14.
Verse 16 down to verse 18.
Zechariah is here. Chapter 14. Verse 16 down to verse 18. Mm-hmm. Zechariah is here, chapter 14, verse 16. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Judah,
mm-hmm,
shall even go up from year to year, mm-hmm, to worship the king.
Year to year. Mm-hmm.
To worship the king, Yahweh of hosts,
mm-hmm,
and to keep the feast of Tabernacle.
Keep the feast of who?
Of Tabernacle.
Tabernacle. That's tomorrow night, this time. This
business
right here. Go ahead.
Verse 17. And it shall be that whosoever will not come up of all the families of the earth,
yeah,
until Yahdai Judah,
yeah,
to worship the king, mm-hmm, Yahweh of hosts, even upon them should be no rain.
Okay.
Verse 18. Is it the family of Egypt? Go not up and come not. That have no rain. There should be the plague wherewith Yahweh would smite the heathen, the nation that come not up to keep the feast of Tabernacles.
Mm-hmm. So, the Feast of Tabernacles, let's run to Leviticus 23 and read verse 23. Leviticus 23, verse 23. The Feast of Tabernacles. How do you observe this day? Let's see what it says. How you do this? Leviticus 23, 23, and 33.
Go on to Leviticus chapter 23, 23, and 33.
Mm-hmm.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23, and 33. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23 reads, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
oh, Yahweh
speaking,
huh?
Verse 33. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
say it again. What
do you say in verse 34? Verse 34. Speak unto the children of Israel. Yes. Saying, the 15th day of this seventh month should be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days.
Oh, this feast is how long?
7 days.
7 days this feast is.
Yahweh.
Let's see what you do.
Let's see, Yahweh.
What you do? Let's see how you operate this thing. Go ahead.
Verse 35. On the first day, it should be a righteous gathering.
Yes.
Yeah. You should do no servile work. Aaron.
So the first day is a righteous gathering. So that means what color garment you going to have on?
White.
With what on the bottom of it?
White, gold, or fringes.
Hallelujah. What? Verse 36.
Verse 36. 7 days should you offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. On the 8th day should be a righteous gathering unto you.
And on the 8th day, it's going to be a righteous day. So on that first day and the 8th day, what kind of garment are you going to have on?
The first day, you have white, gold, or fringes on.
What about the 8th day?
The 8th day, you should wear blue.
No, you wear the same thing.
My word light as a fire.
Oh, okay.
saith the Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
And like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces.
You see that? So that means
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 44. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel, 12 tribes, the feast of Yahuwah.
And remember one thing, we'll be on the airways tomorrow at 7:30. All feast days is at 7:30. And although we'll be in class all day long anyway, but
y'all
on the broadcast at 7:30 tomorrow for the first day of the feast of Tabernacles. And on that note, we'll turn on to that teacher called Brother Titus Israel. Up and coming teacher, doing Yahuwah's will. So we say, Brother Titus, Yahuwah be there, be ready.
Yahuwah bless you there. Hear Israel, of the Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Over you to the night is over. Go ahead.
Yahuwah.
Hallelujah.
All right. All right, Sister Judith. Give me Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Luke chapter 12, verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
That's right. That righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. All right. All right, Sister Judith, give me real quick. Give me Wisdom of Solomon real quick. Give me Wisdom of Solomon. Give me Wisdom of Solomon real quick. Chapter 9. Let me get that with you. Give me Wisdom of Solomon chapter 9 real quick. Go to Wisdom of Solomon. All right, pick it up at Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9. Okay, pick it up at verse 14.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, verse 14 reads, "For the thoughts of mortal men are miserable, and our devices are but uncertain."
He said the thoughts are mortal men are miserable. That the thoughts are more than men are miserable. Hold that, Sister Judith. All these man's thoughts are miserable.
Miserable.
All right, Sister Judith. Give me real quick, Sister Judith. You go on to Book of Jeremiah. Let me see something real quick. You go to Book of Jeremiah real quick, Sister Judith. That's Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, verse 14.
9:14.
Yahuwah. Are we going to the Book of Jeremiah to see him? Let's see what I bought. All right. Give me Jeremiah, chapter 17, Sister Judith. Jeremiah chapter 17, pick it up at verse 9.
Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 reads, "The mind is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked, who can know it?"
He said desperately wicked. Who can know it? Who can know it?
Teach your mind.
Verse 10 reads, "I, the Yahuwah, search the mind. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings."
Yeah, so Yahuwah, look at that mindset. Give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Real quick. All right. Real quick, Sister Judith. Give me real quick. Let's see what I want. Give me the book of, what's that, the book of Amos? Let's see something, the book of Amos real quick. Go to the book of Amos, Sister Judith. Go to the book of Amos. Go on to the book of Amos.
says in the book of Amos real quick. Let me get that real quick. Go on to the book of Amos. I'm going to keep saying it. The book of Amos. Go on to the book of Amos. Let's see something. Going to the book of Amos, chapter 3. I'm gonna go another way with this real quick. Alright, give me Corinthians, Sister Judith. Let's go to Corinthians real quick. He said, who could know it? Right? And we read Jeremiah 17, verse 9 to 10. Real quick, Sister Judith. He said, the mind is deceitful above all things. Right? Real quick, Sister Judith. Let's go to Matthew real quick, Sister Judith. Let's see what's all in a man's mind. Real quick, Sister Judith. Go to Matthew real quick. All right. Okay, let's go with a man's mind real quick to the Judith. Let's see what I bought. Go on to, what's that? Matter of fact, before we go to Mark, before we go to Matthew, let's go to Mark real quick to the Judith. Go to Book of Mark. All right, real quick, let's go to Mark chapter 7, Sister Judith. Let's pick it up at verse 14.
Mark chapter 7, verse 14. Verse 14 reads, and when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, hear unto me, every one of you, and understand.
Okay, let's read down. Come on. Verse 15.
Verse 15 reads, there is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him.
Can defile him. Go ahead.
But the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man.
So the things that come out of him, those that defile the man. Go ahead. Verse 16.
Verse 16 reads, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear.
We all got ears to hear.
Verse 17.
Let him hear.
And when he was entered into the, and when he was entered of the house,
into the temple,
into the temple from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable.
Yeah, they didn't know that he asked them about the parable. What's this parable here? He speak those. Matter of fact, real quick, put your mark in there, Sister Judith. Put your mark in there. Let's see what I want. Real quick. Okay. Give me real quick. Give me Mark chapter 4. On your mark that we're coming back. Give me Mark chapter 4. Pick it up at verse 9 real quick. Mark chapter 4. Pick it up at verse 9.
Mark chapter 4 verse 9 reads, and he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
All right, verse 10.
Verse 10 reads, and when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable.
They asked of the 12 followers, asked him about the parable. Go ahead.
Verse 11, and he said unto them, unto you is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of Yahweh. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables.
He said, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. Okay, real quick, Sister Judith. What makes you without? What's the definition of without? Real quick, Sister Judith. Let's go to End Time Prophecy real quick. What makes you those who say those who without, right? Those who without. Let's go to End Time Prophecy, Sister Judith. Let's get a definition of what makes you without. Let's go to, real quick, Sister Judith. Let's go to Revelation 22, verse 15. Let's get a definition of without. Revelation 22, verse 15.
Revelation chapter 22, verse 15 reads, "For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie."
That's the definition of being without, being quick. All right, back to you was at Mark chapter 4, Sister Judith. In Mark chapter 4. Okay, finish off verse 11.
Mark chapter 4, verse 11 reads, "And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of Yahweh, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables."
All these things are done in parables. Verse 12.
Verse 12 reads, "That seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, least at any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them."
Okay, he said that this what he was quoting. He said they see that they see and not perceive in him that they may hear and not understand. Real quick, let's precept that to the Jew. Let's go to hold your marker there. Let's go to Isaiah real quick. Let's see what this was saying. He was quoting some. What he was quoting. He's quoting it was all on the left side of the book, right? Go to Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah real quick. Go to the book Isaiah chapter 6. Let's see what that was coming from. Because this was said before, right? We're going to Isaiah. All right. Chapter 6. Let's precept that to the Judith. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9.
Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, "And he said, Go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not."
Then indeed, but perceive not. Okay, verse 10.
Verse 10 reads, "Make the mind of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their mind, and convert and be healed."
And convert and be healed. Convert and be healed. Real quick, Sister Judith, what it mean by that verse, it can be healed. What heals you, Sister Judith?
The word.
Okay, remember, we have to have a scripture. You got to have a verse. Always have a verse. Read the verse first, then okay. Put on your case. That's the game changer. He said it converted to be healed. And be healed, right? All right, real quick, Sister Judith. And we'll heal you real quick. Sister Judith, give me real quick. All right, give me Wisdom of Solomon. Give me Wisdom of Solomon, Sister Judith. Go to Wisdom of Solomon. Let's see what I want. Chapter 12. Let's see if I'm on point. Go up to Wisdom of Solomon. or the Wisdom of Solomon, make that chapter 16. Chapter 16, verse 12. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse 12.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For it was neither herd nor mollifying plaster that restored them to health, but thy word, O Yahweh, which healeth all things."
Hello, all three. All right, real quick, Sister Judah, give me Psalm 107, verse 20. Psalms 107, verse 20.
Psalms chapter 107, verse 20. Verse 20 reads, "He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions."
All right, real quick, Sister Judah, you need Mark. Let's see what I bought. Meet Mark chapter 8. Meet Matthew. Make that Matthew chapter 8, verse 6 to 8. Matthew chapter 8, verse 6 to 8.
Matthew chapter 8, verse 6 to 8. Verse 6 reads, "As saying, Yahweh, my servant, lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented."
Grievously tormented.
Verse 7 reads, "And Yahweh the Son said unto him, I will come and heal him."
Verse
8 reads, "The,"
"Centurion."
"Centurion answered,"
"like a hundred men."
"The centurion answered and said, Yahweh, I am not worthy that thou should have come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed."
That's what heals. Yeah, quick to the Judah. All right. To be clear about that, back to that Isaiah chapter 6. Use that, Sister Judah. Use that Isaiah chapter 6. Oh, he said, covered and be healed, right? He says, and convert. Real quick, Sister Judah, what it means to be convert. Real quick, Sister Judah, go to Matthew real quick. How you be convert? I'm going to give you an example how you can convert. How you can convert. Let's go to Matthew real quick, Sister Judith. How you can convert. All right, real quick, Sister Judith. Give me Matthew chapter 18, Sister Judith. We go to Matthew chapter 18. All right, pick it up at verse. We're going to read down to get our point. We go to Matthew chapter 18. Pick up at verse 1.
Matthew chapter 18, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, "At the same time came the disciples unto Yahweh the Son, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Verse 2. "And Yahweh the Son called
a little child
unto him, and set him in the midst of them." Verse 3, "And said, Truly I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven."
Okay. "Except ye be converted, become as little children, ye should not enter to the kingdom of heaven." So you got to become as, be converted as a little child. Okay. Okay, real quick. All right, real quick. Let's go to Daniel real quick. Go to the book of Daniel. For the book of Daniel. Give me Daniel chapter 6, Sister Judith. Give me Daniel chapter 6, pick it up at verse 3.
Daniel chapter 6, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king comes to set him over the whole realm.
Yeah, actually, you got to come with it. You got to have an excellent spirit on you. Excellent spirit on you real quick. As a matter of fact, real quick to the Judas. Real quick, let's go to, we coming back. Go to the book of Galatians real quick. See what I want to put in Galatians real quick. Going to the book of Galatians. Give me Galatians chapter 5 to the Judas. Galatians chapter 5, pick it up at verse
22. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Verse 22 reads, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith.
23.
Verse 23 reads, meekness, temperance, and against such there is no law.
You gotta have some. All you gotta have, these are the. You gotta have these. Fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. All things you gotta have. That's how you become. That's right. Duff does that real quick. Matter of fact, real quick, you said meekness real quick, right? All right. See what I want real quick. Go on to the book of, see what I want. You see, I am meek. That's the verse I'm going to look for. Learning me, I am meek. In the book of John, I was looking for. It says, I am meek. It's in the book of John. Learn to me. I am meek. I am meek. Learn to me. Say, I am meek. Real quick. They got me out to the Judas. Can you, okay, I am meek. I'm going to have to do a Daniel chapter 2. Do a Daniel chapter 2 real quick. Let's give me Daniel chapter 2. It'll come back to me. Let's give me Daniel chapter 2 real quick. Daniel chapter 2 real quick to the Jews. We'll get a Daniel. Give me Daniel chapter 2. The book of Daniel chapter 2 real quick. That verse 16. What I want. Yeah, Daniel chapter 2. Yeah, verse 16. So I find what I'm looking for.
Daniel chapter 2 verse 16. Verse 16 reads, then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time.
That's all I need is a little time, real quick. All right. All right, Sister Judith. Okay, so we know those retributes real quick. All right. Now. All right, you reading Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9 to 10, right? Okay. All right, you was at Mars, right? Before we went there, we was at Mars. Go ahead and take care of that real quick. We got Book of Mark. All right, we was at Mark chapter 7 to the Jews. Let's see about a man's mind real quick. Use that Mark chapter 7, Sister Judy.
Verse 14, I read that.
Okay, verse 14?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, verse 15?
Mark chapter 7, verse 15 reads, there is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man.
Is it those that defile the man that will come out of him that will defile the man, right? All right, go ahead.
Verse 16. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear.
Y'all got ears to hear, let him hear. Go ahead.
Verse 17 reads, and when he was entered into the family from the temple from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. Verse 18 reads, and he said unto them, are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entered into the man, it cannot defile him? Verse 19 reads, because it entered not into his mind.
So it entered not into his what?
Mind.
So you're going by this mindset here. That will come out of here. Go ahead.
But unto the belly and goeth out into the drunk. What's that? Purging all meat.
Purging all meat. Okay, verse 20.
Verse 20 reads, and he said that which cometh out of the man that defileth the man.
That was coming out the man that defiled the man. Verse 21.
Verse 21 reads, For from within, out of the mind of men, proceed evil thoughts.
Out the mind of men. So just looking at this mind, that's what defiles you. This mindset gets. Let's read. Proceed to what?
Evil thoughts.
Evil thoughts. Go ahead.
Adulteries.
Adulteries.
Fornication.
Fornication.
Murder.
So this fornication is a twofold of this fornication. What do you mean by fornication, Sister Judith? Is he talking about the fornication of laying in the bed with somebody? What fornication is this, Sister Judith? Let's go to Wisdom of Solomon. Let's see what fornication this is real quick, Sister Judith. Go to Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 14, verse 12.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 14, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the deceiving of
for the
devising of idols was beginning of spiritual fornication, and the invention of them the corruption of life.
He's talking about spiritual fornication. Eyes of idols. Spiritual fornication. All right, back to that Mark chapter 7 real quick to the Judas. Okay, you read fornication. One more word, verse 21.
Verse 21 reads, From within, out of the mind of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders.
Fornication, murders, go ahead. 22.
Verse 22 reads, death, what's that, continuous,
covetousness,
wickedness, deceit, what's that,
lasciviousness
of an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness.
All right, blasphemy, pride, foolishness, go ahead, verse 23.
Verse 23 reads, all these evil things come from within and defile the man.
You know what I'm saying? That's what fouls. Right there, that defiles a man. All that defiles a man. Real quick. That's what defiles a man, real quick. All right. Okay. All right. That what defiles you. Okay. Are we coming back? Let's touch on a little bit on this feast real quick. Just get warmed up here real quick. All right. We on point. All right, Sister Judith, give me Leviticus real quick. Chapter 23. Here's chapter 23. Pick it up at verse 1 and 2. Then you're going to skip down verse 23. Verse 23. And then we're going to read down, pick it up at verse 33. Verse 33 to verse 39. And then 41 and 44. Real quick to the Judas.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1, 2, 23, 33 to 39, 41, 44. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be righteous gatherings, even these are my feasts.
Who feasts are they to the Jews?
Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Verse 23 reads, and the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 33 reads, and the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 34, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this 7th month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles, for 7 days unto the Yahweh. Verse 35 reads, on the first day shall be a righteous gathering.
So on that first day should be righteous gathering when the sun go down, on that on the bottom part of the Sabbath, that's when that first day kicks in, right there. That's the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles.
Ye shall do no severe work therein.
You can't have none. When you get paid at, if you get paid at your money yet, but you got to put that. That's a no-no.
Verse 36 reads, 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Yahweh. On the 8th day shall be a righteous gathering unto you, and ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Yahweh.
You should make an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. Real quick to the Judah, hold what you got. Give me Isaiah. Give me Jeremiah 5:14. And I mean Jeremiah 23:29. What it mean by that? Had an offering made by fire. You got your book, Bob?
Yes,
coming
I
back. All right.
Jeremiah chapter 5.
14.
Verse 14 reads, wherefore thus saith the Yahweh of hosts, because ye speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them.
I might his word. Devour them. Jeremiah 23:29.
Jeremiah 23:29 reads, it is not my word like as a fire, saith the Yahweh, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces.
Like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Real quick to the Judith. I'm not through with that yet. Give me Second Exodus real quick. Give me Second Exodus chapter 13. Give me 2nd Exodus chapter 13. Pick up at verse 37 and 38.
2nd Exodus chapter 13, verse 37 and 38. Verse 37 reads, and this my son shall rebuke the wicked inventions of...
So rebuke means to correct. So we rebuke. That's what we do. We rebuke the wicked. Rebuke. Be correct. Go ahead.
Of those nations which for their wicked life are fallen into the tempest.
Fall into the tempest.
Verse 38 reads, and shall lay before them their evil thoughts
evil thoughts, the evil, wicked thoughts, go ahead.
And the torments wherewith they shall begin to be tormented.
But they shall begin to be tormented, go ahead.
Which are like unto a flame.
Which are like unto a flame.
And he shall destroy them without labor by the law which is like unto fire.
Talking about this law, which is like unto fire. This law. Which is like unto fire. Real quick, Sister Judith, okay. Back to that Leviticus, where you was at. Is that Leviticus 23, Sister Judith?
Leviticus chapter 23, verse.
Remember where you were. That's why I always tell you to put a bookmark there. You got where you was at?
No, I got it.
Leviticus chapter 23.
I'm on the bookmark. Leviticus chapter 23. I read verse 23 already.
Okay.
I'm on verse 33.
Verse 33.
Leviticus chapter 23:33. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 34, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this 7th month shall be the feast of tabernacles for 7 days unto the Yahweh.
It's a 7 day feast to Yahweh. Go ahead.
Verse 35. On the first day shall be a righteous gathering. He said, do no severe work therein.
So we going to be all the way from the bottom part all the way to the first day.
Okay.
That first day for the Feast of Tabernacles. Go ahead.
Verse 36 reads, 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Yahweh.
So you got to have some, you got to be some fiery teaching going on. Go ahead.
On the 8th day shall be a righteous gathering unto you.
So that 8th day, so that first day, we come with our white, and on the 8th day, we come with our white.
And
our white and gold. Go ahead.
And ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Yahweh. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no severe work therein.
And that's what we do on Saturday. All we want to do is some extra overtime to make my pockets fat. Would you make your pockets fatter to the world? If you ain't making a father fast to Yahweh, that's why we got to get established a school. School. Banquet hall. Radio station. Land to grow our food. That must be established. And it will be established. It's going to be established. Go ahead.
Verse 37 reads, these are the feasts of the Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be righteous gatherings, to offer an offering made by fire unto the Yahweh. A burnt offering and a meat offering, a sacrifice and drink offerings, everything upon this day.
Everything upon this day.
Verse 38 reads, besides the Sabbath of the Yahweh, and beside your gifts, and beside all your vows, and beside all your free will offerings, which ye give unto the Yahweh.
A lot of people are going to have their mouth going about their vows real quick, and they're going to be the zap about when you vow, about making a vow, because when you make a vow, they write that down. All the angels write that down, that vow that you make.
Mm-hmm.
All right, real quick, Sister Judith. Oh, when you got there, this is the example when you make a vow, real quick. Real quick, Sister Judith, make that number chapter 30, Sister Judith. Make that number chapter 30 real quick. About this, when you... Because all our people going to be having some vows. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do all this for the temple. I'm going to do all that for the temple. Real quick, just give me number chapter 30, Sister Judith. About this vow, real quick. We're going to number chapter 30. We're going to go to book of number chapter 30, real quick, Sister Judith. Number chapter 30. Pick it up at verse 1, Sister Judith.
Numbers chapter 30, verse 1, verse 1 reads, and Moses spake unto the heads of the tribes concerning the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Yahweh hath commanded.
Okay, verse 2?
Verse 2 reads, if a man vow a vow unto the Yahweh, or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeded out of his mouth.
Okay, let's precept that real quick, Sister Judith. He should do all according to the come out of his mouth when you vow the vow. This ain't prior for other the, all right, real quick, Sister Judith. Real quick, give me Leviticus chapter 26. Give me Leviticus chapter 27, verse 2. Let's get warmed up here real quick, Sister Judith. Give me Leviticus chapter 27, verse 2. Pick it up at verse 1. Leviticus chapter 27, verse 1 and 2.
Leviticus chapter 27, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 reads, and the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when a man shall make a singular vow, the person shall be for the Yahweh by thy estimation.
It's the estimation. Spell that word out.
E-S-T-I-M-A-T-I-O-N.
Okay, see what the, Google that word, see what that word means right here, the estimation. Let's see what that word means. Real quick on this one eye Satan phone. Estimation. Let's see what that word is. Estimation. Estimation. Let's see what that word is real quick. Estimation. Trying to find my second witness on that real quick. No, that's Leviticus. Let's see what that word estimation is.
Let's see. A rough calculation of value, number, quantity, or a sink of something. Estimations of protein concerning. And it has a judgment of the work of or character of someone or something.
All right, real quick, Sister Judy. Let's precept that real quick. Give me Deuteronomy 23. Give me Deuteronomy chapter 23. Pick up at verse 21 and 22. Pick up chapter 23.
You said
Deuteronomy. I mean Deuteronomy. Make that Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 21 to 23. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 21 to 23. The second witness to the Judith.
Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 21 to 23. Verse 21 reads, when thou shalt vow a vow unto the Yahweh, thy Yahweh, thou shalt not slack to pay it.
You can't be slacking up, dragging your feet. When it comes to paying it, go ahead.
To pay it. For the Yahweh, thy Yahweh will surely require it of thee, and it will be sin in thee.
Verse yeah, 10. if you make a vow, if you don't like to pay it, you got sin on you.
Verse 22 reads, but if thou shalt forbear to vow, it shall be no sin in thee.
It may not have your mouth going.
Verse 23 reads, that which is gone out of thy lips, thou shalt keep and perform, even a free will offering according as thou hast vowed unto Yahweh thy Yahweh, which thou hast promised with thy mouth.
Which you have promised with your mouth. Real quick, Sister Judith, let's see with the wisest man in the world. Let's see. He had to be reading something. That's the game change. They read the law. They had to get it from the first five books. Let's go to the wisest man in the world, Solomon. Let's see what he has to say. Let's go to the book of Ecclesiastes real quick. Go to the book of Ecclesiastes. And he made vow for my million trillion years. He's gonna require us. Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 5, Sister Judith. Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Pick it up at verse 4 real quick.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, when thou vowest...
Matter of fact, before you read verse 4, read verse 1 real quick. Read verse 1 real quick.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1 reads, keep thy foot when thou goest to the
temple
of Yahweh, and be more ready to hear.
Then you got to be ready to hear. Be ready to hear something. Go ahead, not to tell something.
Then
go
to hear the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil.
They consider not that they do evil. Verse 4?
Verse 4 reads, when thou vowest a vow unto Yahweh, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Say that which thou hast vowed.
Right. He don't got no pleasure in fools. Right. He got no pleasure in fools. Real quick to the Judas. Hold that. Give me, let's get a Luke chapter 24 to the Judas. Chapter 24 to the Judas. All right, give me Luke chapter 24, verse 25 to the Judas. Luke chapter 24, verse 25. Luke chapter 24, verse 25.
Luke chapter 24, verse 25. Verse 25 reads, then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of mind, to believe all that the seers have spoken.
You see? Believe all this is. You slow of mind. Old fool, slow of mind. Believe that all that the seers have spoken. Real quick to the Judas before we come back there. Give me, let's see what I bought. Give me the book of Acts real quick. Give me Acts chapter, see what I want. For the book, Acts chapter. Make that, give me Acts chapter 24 to the Judas. Acts 24, I believe verse 14. Acts 24, verse 14.
Acts chapter 24, verse 14. Verse 14 reads, but this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call
heresy,
so worship I the Yahweh of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the seers.
In all things which are written in the law. Let me see it. Real quick, I'm not through with that yet to the Judas. All right. Give me real quick. All right. That was, what was that, Acts 24:14?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Same book to the Judas. Want to act. See what I want. You can agree. I ain't got nothing to highlight on this one but you yet. Okay. Alright. Go to Book of Acts. It's in the Book of Acts. It's a thing to agree. The verse I'm looking for. All right. Go to the Book of Acts. I'm going to keep saying it. The Book of Acts. Book of Acts.
Acts 15:15 reads, "And to this agree the words of the seers as it is written."
This is all about as it is written. It says as it is written. Real quick to the Judas, give me that 2 Chronicles 20:20. I want you to read the last three lines in that 2 Chronicles 20:20. Last three lines of 2 Chronicles 20:20. Pick up where it says, let me see, that is 2 Chronicles 20:20. Pick up where it says, believe. The last three lines of 2 Chronicles 20:20.
2 Chronicles 20:20. The last three lines. Believe in the Yahweh, your Yahweh. So shall ye be established. Believe his seers, so shall ye prosper.
So you prosper. You got that? Okay. All right. Okay, you finish up that, use that Ecclesiastes, right? Going with there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Ecclesiastes chapter 5, I believe? Yeah, Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
I read verse 1 and verse 4.
Okay, verse 5.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 5 reads, "Better it is that thou shouldest not vow, than that thou shouldest vow and not pay."
It was better for now you have your mouth going. You make vows. Go ahead.
Verse 6 reads, "Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should Yahweh be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thy hands."
Yeah. Be real careful when you make vows. On these teach days, some of them. It's really around the corner. Okay. All right, use that Leviticus to the Judas. Use that Leviticus chapter 23, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what verse you on? Use that Leviticus chapter 23.
I read verse 37. Leviticus chapter 3, verse 37 reads, "These are the feasts of the Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be righteous gatherings, to offer an offering made by fire unto the Yahweh, a burnt offering and a meat offering, a sacrifice and drink offering, everything upon this day." Verse 38 reads, "Besides the Sabbath of the Yahweh, and beside your gifts, and beside all your vows, and beside all your free will offerings, which ye give unto the Yahweh." Verse 39 reads, "Also in the 15th day of the 7th month, when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, ye shall keep a feast unto the Yahweh. 7 days on the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the 8th day shall be a Sabbath."
On the first day should be a Sabbath, and on the 8th day should be a Sabbath. What kind of Sabbath is this, Sister Judith? Real quick, Sister Judith, what kind of Sabbath is this? Real quick, just give me John real quick, Sister Judith. What kind of Sabbath is this? Let's go to Book of John, Sister Judith. Go to Book of John. Let's see what I want. Let's go to Book of John, chapter 19. Go to Book of John, chapter 19, Sister Judith. Go to Book of John, chapter 19. Pick up at verse 31 to the Judas.
John chapter 19, verse 31. Verse 31 reads, "The Yada Judas therefore because it was the
preparation
that the body should not remain upon the tree on the seventh day.
Yahweh.
For the seventh day was an high day.
So that 7 days is a what?
High day.
It's a high day. That can win this real quick to the Judah. I like how you read that. Real smooth, real quick. I like that. That's a great thing. It's a great thing. All right, real quick to the Judith. Give me Sirach 33 to the Judith. What kind of high date is this, real quick? It says a high date. Give me Sirach 33 to the Judith. We'll pick up at verse 7 to the Judith. Sirach 33.
Sirach chapter 33, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, why do one day excel another, when as all the light of every day in the year is of the sun?
Okay, verse 8.
Verse 8 reads, by the knowledge of the Yahweh, they were distinguished, and he altered seasons and feasts.
He altered seasons and feasts. Verse 9.
Verse 9 reads, some of them have he made high days and hallowed them, and some of them have he made ordinary days.
Some of you made high days, some of the feast days, some of you made ordinary days. That is okay. Real quick to the Judas. Now, be clear about that real quick. Okay, back to you, Zach, real quick to the Judas. Right, use that Leviticus 23. All right, the 8 day should be a Sabbath. Skip down verse 41 to the Judas. Verse 41.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 41. Verse 41 reads, and ye shall keep it a feast unto the Yahweh 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. Ye shall celebrate it in the seventh month.
To celebrate it in the seventh month. Okay, real quick to the Judith, verse 42.
Verse 42 reads, ye shall dwell in booths 7 days.
It means it's temporary shelter. So these booths is like temporary shelter. That's what it's talking about. Go ahead.
Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days.
7 days.
And all that are Israelites born.
All that are what?
Israelites.
Not Israeli. Not Jewish. All that are what?
Israelites.
Born.
Shall dwell in booths.
Dwell in booths. Temporary shelter. All right, verse 43.
Verse 43 reads, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths.
Temporary shelters.
When I brought them out of the land of Egypt, I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Okay, this land of Egypt, what? What did Egypt mean to the Judah?
The land of bondage.
Okay, what can I read that as to the Judah? The land of bondage, you got to bring out verses. What that Egypt mean to you, to us, it's to what? What that means to the Judas? What that means? Real quick to the Judas. I can get you walked up here real quick to the Judas. Let's go to Book Exodus real quick to the Judas. Let me ask you chapter 13. Go to Exodus chapter 13. Pick up at verse 1 and verse 3. Until we get that, and then write that and have me verse 14, the last three lines. Exodus chapter 13, verse 1 and verse 3, and verse 14.
Exodus chapter 13, verse 1, verse 3, and verse 14. Verse 1 reads, and the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 3, and Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which ye came out from Egypt, out of the
Let's read it like this.
Out of the house of bondage.
Out of the house of what?
Bondage.
Okay, what kind of bondage is this, Sister Judith? Let's go to the book of Exodus real quick, Sister Judith. Let's go to the book of Exodus chapter 1. What kind of bondage is this real quick? In Exodus chapter 1, Sister Judith. Let's pick it up at, real quick. All right, we're going to Exodus chapter 1. What kind of bondage? Exodus chapter 1. Pick it up at, verse 12. Verse 12 to verse 14, real quick, till we get a name. Exodus chapter 1. Verse
12
to
14. Exodus chapter 1, verse 12 to 14. Verse 12 reads, but the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied.
So we increase. Every time we get afflicted, when we're over the land of Egypt. Go ahead,
and
when we're in the land of bondage. Go ahead.
And they were grieved because of the children of Israel.
All the Egyptians, the Midianites, they were grieved how we were growing. So many of them. Go ahead.
Verse 13 reads, and the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor.
The Egyptians. Real quick, Sister Judith. Hold your marker there. Put your marker back real quick. Okay, because I got a new, let's see if Egyptian got a father real quick. That's the game changer. Do Egyptians have a father? Remember, Joel 8:8, we got to tell the church of our father. So we know that word Egyptian don't hold up. Real quick. Let's see if that Egyptian have a father real quick. Go to the book of Genesis chapter 10, Sister Judith. We're going to the book of Genesis chapter 10. All right. You want the book of Genesis chapter 10? Pick it up at verse 6, Sister Judith.
Genesis chapter 10, verse 6.
Matter of fact, real quick, pick up at Genesis chapter 10. Pick up at verse 5.
Genesis chapter 10, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, but these were the isles of the Gentiles divided in their lands. Everyone after his tongue, after their families and their nations.
Families and nations, in their nations. Verse 6.
Verse 6 reads, and the sons of Ham, Cush, and Mizraim, and Put, and Canaan.
You notice you don't see that word Egyptian there? You don't have it because it's a polluted word. It don't belong there. So which one of the, so Egyptian is a misnomer, is a polluted word for what? In verse 6. You got four sons, right?
Right.
Which one of the sons, that word Egyptian is a misnomer for what? And which one of the sons of Ham is that?
What's it, Canaan?
No.
Ham, sons of Ham, Cush, Mizraim.
You said what?
Mizraim.
And Put and Canaan. And which one? Which one of those?
Mizraim.
What did you say? Mizraim.
Mizraim. Okay.
Is that Mizraim?
Mizraim.
Okay, let's get a second witness real quick. Same book to the Judith. Go to the book of Genesis real quick. Dang, but let's go to the book of Genesis, chapter. Let's go to the book of Genesis, chapter 50, verse 11, Sister Judith. Let's go to Genesis, chapter 50, verse 11.
Genesis, chapter 50, verse 11.
Watch this. Genesis, chapter 50, verse 11.
Verse 11 reads, and when the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning in the floor of, what's that?
Atad.
They said, this is a grievous mourning to the Egyptians.
Okay, go ahead.
Wherefore, the name of it was called Abel Mizraim, which is beyond Jordan.
You see that there? See that? Let me be clear about that. All right. Okay. Now we're going back to where we was at. You was at Exodus real quick, right? And we read that was at, okay, matter of fact, you was at Exodus chapter 1. That was related to Father Side. He's going back to Exodus chapter 1. Okay. Go ahead, you was at verse 13. Back to Exodus chapter 1. Verse 13.
Exodus chapter 1, verse 13. And the Mizraims made the children of Israel to serve with rigor.
We just approved the word from Mizraim. Go ahead.
Verse 14 reads, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage.
They made their lives bitter with what?
Hard bondage.
So that's what they had. They was in hard bondage. That's all I want out of that real quick. Hard bondage. That's all I want out of that. All right, back to that Exodus real quick. Okay.
Egypt from the house of bondage.
There you go. There you go. All right. And we got what? All right. So that's what that means, real quick to the Judas. All right. Okay. All right. So we read. Okay, 7 days. Okay. All right, you was at verse 43, back to Leviticus chapter 23, verse 43.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 43. Verse 43, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths, temporary shelters, when I brought them out of the land of bondage. I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Verse 44
reads, and Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feast of the Yahweh.
Feast of Yahweh. Remember, can't be like them. They can be like you. Only you lead. Leviticus 15:15, 16, and 29. Make that number 15:15, 16, and 29. Number 15, 16, and 29. Book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse 15 to 16 to 29. The world got to be like you, not you be like them.
Numbers, chapter 15, verse 15, 16, and 29. Verse 15 reads, one ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation, and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you. An ordinance forever in your generations, as ye are, so shall the stranger be before the Yahweh. Verse 16 reads, one law and one manner shall be for you and for the stranger that sojourneth with you. Verse 29 reads, ye shall have one law for him that sinneth through ignorance, both for him that is born among the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourneth among them.
And that's the stranger that sojourneth among them. Yahweh. All right. So that's real clear about that. Real clear about that. Give me, that's right. We lead by example. Real quick. All right. Back to that. Did you ready to finish off that, Leviticus 23?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go to Book of Numbers real quick. You read verse 44, right?
Leviticus, yes.
Leviticus 44. Okay. Hallelujah. Yahweh. All right. Real quick, Sister Judith. Going to Exodus real quick. Going to book of Exodus. Going to book of Exodus. Bravo. Going to book of Exodus, Sister Judith. Going to book of Exodus. All right. Going to book of Exodus, Sister Judith. Going to book of Exodus. Make that Exodus chapter 23, Sister Judith. Going to Exodus chapter 23, Sister Judith. All right. Exodus chapter 23. Look at that, verse 16. Exodus chapter
23, verse 16. Exodus chapter 23, verse 16. Verse 16 reads, "And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of ingatherings, which is in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field."
It says the feast of the what?
Harvest.
I know you had that verse there. And the feast of what? The feast of ingather, right?
Right.
Which is in the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
The ingather, which is the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, real quick to the Judith. What it mean by that? You got the feast of ingather by the year end. Mm-hmm. You see, that the world year end around December the 31st. That's the end of their year. That's the world year. The 7 months is the last month of the year to you. Not December.
Right.
See what I'm saying? All right, real quick to the Judith. Let's go to Deuteronomy. Go to the book of Deuteronomy. Go to the book of Deuteronomy. See what I want. Deuteronomy chapter 16. I'm going to walk here real quick. Deuteronomy chapter 16. Let's put it there. What does it mean by the end gathering? Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 13. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 13.
Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 13. Verse 13 reads, "Thou shalt observe the feast of tabernacles 7 days after that thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine."
That was Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 13.
Yeah.
See that there? You got the end gathering, and the end gathering is what? In Deuteronomy 16, verse 13.
The Feast of Tabernacles.
Yahweh. Yeah. Real quick, Sister Judith. Go to the book of Jubilee. Go to the book of Jubilee, Sister Judith. Go on to the book of Jubilee. See what I bought. Go on to the book of Jubilee. Book of Jubilee. Chapter. Book of Jubilee. Let's see what I want. More on it. Got chapter 12. On the book of Jubilee. All right, real quick to the Judy. I'm just going to get warmed up here. Give me Jubilee chapter 18 real quick to do this. Give me book of Jubilee chapter 18. Go to book of Jubilee chapter 18. chapter 18. Pick it up at verse 18, Judy. Jubilee chapter 18, verse 18.
Jubilee chapter 18, verse 18. Verse 18 reads, And he celebrated this festival every year, 7 days of joy. And he called it the festival of the Yahweh according to the 7 days during which he went and returned in place, in peace.
Okay, there ain't no festival. When you speak of festival, that's Esau's program. They don't deal with no festivals. That's the world thing. They got festivals and all. They don't ever say peace. Okay, that's we're going to clean that up real quick because it's a festival.
Call that first time again, Jubilee.
That was Jubilee chapter, what was that, 18?
Jubilee chapter 18, verse 18.
Okay, real quick to the Judy. Let's clean that up real quick because I see, even out here, you know, Satan devices. When they got words like festivals, and our job is to catch that.
Yeah.
You have to catch to read that. They just read it. You know, they'll be all over the place. They stumble and bumble and read that. Festivals. But let's see if it's written in law about it. It's written about festivals on that. Let's go to real quick to Judy. We're coming back here. Give me Leviticus chapter 23. Let's see if that holds up real quick. Back to Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 and 2.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 reads, And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be righteous gatherings, even these are my feasts.
I don't see no word of festival in there at all. Mm-hmm. No word of festival in there at all. So, with that understanding, Sister Judah, I want you to clean it up on that part where you was at. You was at Jubilee chapter 18, verse 18.
Jubilee chapter 18, verse 18. And he celebrated this feast every year.
Okay, Yahweh.
7 days with joy, and he called it the feast of the Yahweh according to the 7 days doing which he went and returned in peace. And he celebrated the feast every year, 7 days with joy, and he called